There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber, only $79. Get access to everything we do through the Big Dance. Sign up today. You can also get $20 to buy some merchandise, hats, shirts, mugs, and other gear. And you get every play from every host and every guest, betting splits, and betting reports. Through the Madness limited time offer, VSiN Pro Access, VSiN.com/subscribe. Mike Pritchard joins us now. Played 9 years in the NFL. First round pick, MVP of the championship team at Colorado. And we'll talk a little NFL here. This is a tough game here with Thursday night football in a 6-point move. Now Dallas up to 13. How do you think Tennessee treats this? And, you know, we were talking during the break. Thanks for the time, by the way. But you have to get Willis ready because you might have to play with the season on the line next week, and then you have to find out what you have going into next year.
I think you have to, Pauly, and great to be with you guys. Yeah, I mean, Tennessee's only path to the playoffs right now is to win the division, and clearly, you know, you got the extra time because you plan on a Thursday night. But even on a short week, even without Derrick Henry, you know, that's why we see this line and a lot of other players too. Significant players there for Tennessee is going to sit down. But against Dallas, against that defense, we know Dallas, they don't protect the run all that well. And from a motivational standpoint, too, you wonder where Dallas is going to be in this game on a short week. So I think Vrabel, the blue-collar nature of that football team, they're going to be physical. That's just their nature. But then also Willis, I mean, that plays to his strengths as a quarterback right now, implementing him in a running game in creative ways. But you also got to find out what he can do throwing a football. You have to. You cannot go into that game against Jacksonville one-dimensional with Malik Willis. So there's an opportunity, I think, for points twofold. Cowboys, at what point are they going to start sitting their players, too, resting up?
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you got to find out what you have with Willis as well.
Yeah. I don't – 2 weeks out, I don't know if I would do that. Although certainly the blowout factor, you're right. So I checked during the break. Week 18 last year – with nothing to play for with a Saturday game, Dallas beat Philly 51-26. Dak threw for 300 yards, played much of the game. Cooper Rush was 1-for-1 in the game.
Yeah.
That gives you an indication.
Yeah, it does. I mean, Dak, too. Look, Dak's made some mistakes down the stretch here that scares you a little bit. Is he going to clean that up, right? So I don't know. Vrabel, he's just such a blue-collar guy in a physical minded coach, and you know, even if you're young, right, you're gonna have that type of mindset too. So I wonder if Dallas is up for that on a short week with really nothing to play for.
Were you on a team where a big change occurred like this? I mean, you were in first place and you fired your GM. You haven't won since now, Tennessee.
No, I never encountered that. I mean, there's some strange happenings going on out there in Tennessee. I mean, I think the Todd Downing stuff is still
that's a good point. I forgot about that. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot of rumblings inside that building, obviously, but they seemingly have fallen apart. Here's Malik Willis's opportunity, though. And, you know, I mean, that's a lot of points. Like I said, I mean, even in today's NFL and what we've seen so far this year, still a lot of points out there.
Yeah, the look-ahead line was Dallas minus 3. It's moved almost 10 points now. Yeah. The opening number in the Raiders 49ers game this week was 5.5 or 6. I bet the Niners on Monday at minus 5.5. Pritch, we had the rumors out there or the speculation that McDaniels might sit players for the Raiders, and now he announced yesterday no more Derek Carr. What do you think we can see out of Stidham? And is this number now, that adjustment to the Niners minus 10, is that too big?
Yeah, that's a big adjustment right there, Mitch. I mean, again, it's Brock Purdy, but it is also the 49ers in the best roster and the deepest roster in the National Football League. And that defense, that defense is turning into an all-timer. So if you're Stidham and you are the Raiders and you're at home, and you're playing that type of defense, I mean, you still have Devontae Adams, you still have Hunter Renfro, you still have Darren Waller, you still have a decent offensive line, you have Josh Jacobs. I mean, I don't know if it's that big of an adjustment, because Derek Carr hasn't played well down the stretch here. He has not. I mean, he's played like a backup quarterback. And you and I, you know, you, I, and Paulie, we've talked about that, how many backup quarterbacks are playing and participating right now. And then certainly the quality of play represents a backup quality too for a number of teams, and Derek Carr was in that boat. This asking a lot, but we know that Josh McDaniels is a very conservative play caller. He has been, unless he has a Brady, right? I mean, that's when it's different. But the defense too for the Raiders, you know, the Raiders defense, I think there's a lot of guys auditioning whether or not they want to be here next year. But they're up against it, against that 49ers rushing attack and everything they do off of that. I mean, that is going to be challenging for the Raiders. But it's a great job by you grabbing that number. I like you, was anticipating this. Once the Raiders were not going to make the playoffs, it was predictable that they were going to move on from Carr. You cannot go into year 10 with a quarterback that has never won a playoff game. I don't care who you are. So bettors and certainly people like you, Mitch, I mean, if you're out in front of that, you got a great number right there.
Okay, so my wife is a diehard San Francisco 49ers fan. I know others who are in the same exact boat as she is. She loves Brock Purdy. Kid's been awesome. I'm trying to brace her at some point. Like, something bad's going to happen eventually. Am I wrong, Pritch? Or is it just going to be like seamless the entire way?
Well, I mean, we won the division with John Kitna, he was John, he wasn't yet John Kitna, right? And I'm like, okay, who's this kid? Who's this guy? It was a great story. You know, he's from down the road at a small school in Washington, and all of a sudden he's leading the Seahawks to the playoffs, right? And at some point, there was a reason why he was drafted where he was drafted, unless Brock Purdy can change that. I would say to your wife that if Jimmy G was in there, he'd be doing the same things, right? Like, Brock Purdy hasn't really separated himself. All he's done is continued what Jimmy G established, right? The plan all along was to go with Trey Lance, right? And so it's all about that defense for the 49ers. I just mentioned how they're turning into an all-timer. I mean, you go back to the 85 Bears, right around 10 points a game they yielded. You think about the Ravens in 2000, same kind of thing. The Broncos, right around where the 49ers are right now. And now you have the 49ers this year. So you have evidence of teams that have won Super Bowls when you have a defense, an all-time defense like the 49ers have right now.
I can't go that far, Michael. He's got Kittle out of hibernation. I never saw Kittle look like that with Garoppolo. I mean, Purdy's finding him. He's eating every week. And the other thing, I am here for this story. This is great. Because who knows what Hurts is going to look like with the shoulder in late January. But imagine if Purdy takes him to the Super Bowl. You can't go back to Trey Lance. Not if this kid takes you to the Super Bowl, doesn't lose a game.
I would agree.
You can't.
Yeah, that gets interesting, right? I mean, you gave up the farm.
Yeah.
Pretty much to get to Trey Lance. Whew. You know what? John Lynch is going to win GM of the year anyway, though. Yep. Executive of the year, I think, anyway, right? I mean, but with that roster. But, without Debo, they've found, I mean, Kittle has reemerged. But that running game is vaunted, too. And they're healthy, right? And that's the key. But it's the deepest roster I've seen in quite a while, guys. And for what they can do, adding Christian Then, when, like I mentioned, when Deebo comes back and he's healthy, I mean, what are you going to do in terms of spreading the ball around? It's sick. It really is. But no, it is. It is a great situation to be in, and they'll make that decision when they have to, Paulie. I mean, Brock Purdy to become the starting quarterback or the franchise quarterback of the 49ers, that will be an all-time story if that happens.
Yep. Why'd you play Green Bay?
I played them at 3 because earlier in the week, anticipating that number going up to 3.5, you don't want to lay the hook. At least I didn't want to. I like what I'm seeing from Aaron Rodgers and the group of players that he has around him, the pups, I call them, because now it looks like what Green Bay wanted it to look like offensively a long time ago. It took a minute. It took 2 minutes, actually. But they got it going. They're distributing the football all over the field. And it's Aaron Rodgers, right? And you think about the rest of the NFC, and we've talked about this, the backup quality quarterbacks, and now you have this guy emerging that way. Defensively, Joe Barry, he's got to be better with the personnel that he has. The personnel has to step up, too. And if they can step up defensively, if they can improve their performances, Paulie and Mitch, if they can raise the level of play on that side of the ball, this team is rounding out to that team that everybody anticipated them being a little bit earlier this season.
Paulie asked me earlier in the show, he asked you during the break, scarier team in the playoffs, this Packers team who has struggled the entire year, or the Jets if Mike White stays healthy with that defense?
Yeah, with that defense, I want to go with the Jets. I mean, there are some variables with the Green Bay Packers defense, and you know, you're talking about elite teams in the playoffs, and you know, you need a defense kind of like the Jets. The Jets defense is built for the playoffs, right? And I think they wanted Mike White. They pined for Mike White. Robert Saleh, the head coach, listened to that. He gave him White. It's unfortunate that he got hurt. But what I'm saying and suggesting with that is that they're going to play. They're going to ball out for that quarterback, especially, you know, he's out there with a broken rib. I mean, that's so much respect in that locker room. And they're already great defensively, too. So I would side with the Jets in that situation.
Very good. Big plans for New Year's?
You know what? I thought about it, but then I've been there, done that. Right?
Yeah.
Been there, done that. But no, I'm a lay low, man. I'm gonna probably maybe make it to the fireworks. I'm not sure yet. What about you guys?
I'll pick you up at 8 o'clock. We'll go to the strip and hang out till 3-4 in the morning. Sound good?
Ooh, that sounds great.
That sounds great.
You got something to help me? You got some coffee? You got anything to help me up?
Yeah, we'll put something in the coffee. Yeah. It's the worst idea I could possibly come up with.
Yeah.
Thanks for the time, Pritch. Happy New Year, and best of luck this week.
Best of luck to you guys as well. Take care.
Thanks, Mike.
I like your point about Kittle. I can't disagree with that.
Garoppolo, and they're never. Listen,
he doesn't go
to him.
Doesn't go to him.
Now he's a buck 22 scores every game.
He's unbelievable when you throw him the ball.
Oh yes.
I said last week I like him more than Kelce when you throw him the ball. He's an animal.
Yep.
He looks for contact. He punishes people.
Why? Why is it going to happen? Why is Purdy going to turn into a pumpkin?
He might throw a couple of INTs in a game. Might not.
He's had a couple of poor throws, but it's Shanahan too.
We'll run down last night's betting action and win lose next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, the moves were spot on in the first couple of bowl games. Duke plus 2.5 went off a 3-point choice and routed Central Florida. And what a game and what a finish. Kansas and over. Plus 5.5 down to 1.5 and 67 up to 70.5. They were down 25 and they lost in triple overtime, 55-53. Arkansas gets the 2-point conversion. Kansas recovered an onside kick. They were down 15 with a minute left.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Not a single person, because everybody was on Kansas last night. Everybody, I was on them. I had them plus 3. Not a single person on the planet wanted Kansas to make that 2-point conversion.
Right.
When it was 38-36. But also, they're getting ripped for the play that they had in the 2-point conversion off that they had. Why? You got to bust out the bag of tricks. It was like a reverse play that was open for the quarterback, and then he threw it out of bounds. That was fine. That was fine with the play call.
Houston, Tulsa over 130 up to 135 in college hoops, 89-50. The Bulls from 5.5 down to 2.5. Big comeback. More on that coming up. Nets Hawks under 238 down to 231, 108 to 107. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN Pro, our radio and podcast friends. We hit every demographic here. Eclectic mix. You always want to see these tweets and the videos. I cannot believe the deer pulled this off. Navigating the gate with the antlers, puts one under. All right, with the other one under. And then he could under the gate, and I made it. There you go, no problem. I'm like, how's he going to do this? Yeah. He nailed it.
The degree of difficulty is a 10 here.
Yes.
Well, I'm not joking.
Right. How could he figure out, can I get the antlers underneath the gate and then, okay, swing my head that way?
And then we'll play the limbo game?
That's exactly right.
Human beings cannot do this.
Yep. I know. That is awesome.
He's got this thing mastered.
I don't know where they found that one, but that, that is great.
Wow.
Good job, fellas. How about some dog videos? Look at the French bulldog hanging out with Bambi at the zoo here. Looks like Doug Kazarian's dog, Art.
Arthur, yeah.
Looks like Art. Look at the big, got a front porch on him, little guy. What are they feeding him? But there's Bambi there walking in.
Oh, they really like each other.
Yeah, right. Having a good time. Yeah, the guys are looking, sniffing around, having a good time. This is great. It's 50 seconds, but it's well worth it. This is doggy daycare pickup. They come in. It's like they're going to school. The bus pulls up. Everyone, you know, the dog jumps on. Already two people already been picked up. The German Shepherd's hanging out. Hey, how you doing, Timmy? All right, good. And then Timmy sits down and they snap him in, strap him ready to go, right? With his leash. And he's locked in, sits down on the bus. There's the other guy. Mitch is already sitting. Look at the husky. All right, it's my turn. Laying down in the snow. No owner to speak of. No one around. Okay, now it's my turn. I hop on the bus. Hey, guys, how you doing? Good day? All right, let's go. It just goes pickup to pickup to pickup. Here's another one. It's like the bus is picking up all the dogs to doggy daycare, and the bus is full, and everyone has their seat.
Where the hell is this?
I don't know. Here comes another one. Hey, guys.
There's
the owner. Right.
Keep the door open for me.
There's the owner bringing him on. He says hello to everybody.
Pops right up in my seat.
It's like, hey, good to see you. And everyone knows, like,
that's,
cheers.
That's incredible.
That is a great video. Oh, so good. I'm already ready for 2026. That's Monterrey's soccer stadium.
I know.
Look at that view.
Yeah, that went viral after the World Cup.
God. Sign me up for that.
I would go to that.
Can't wait. Nigel will be there. Lose some. Nets, 4.5 up to 7. Lucky to win the game. Lakers Heat over, 224 up to 227.5. 112-98. LeBron goes off afterwards. I want to win. Well, make a trade. Mercer Samford under 145 down to 138, 78-69. The bowl game, Oregon. What a finish. They're lucky to win. 10.5 up to 13, 71.5 up to 76, 28-27. Texas Tech Ole Miss over 65.5 up to 73, 42-25. Horrible performance by Ole Miss in that game and how they closed the season. Couple lose some. Boy, oh boy. We're living in a society. The guys goes down at the hotel to get the free continental breakfast, and someone's making their toast and barefoot and their bagel. I'm trying to enjoy breakfast, and you have to encounter these animals.
This is from a VSIN viewer, Scott, who lives up in the Seattle area. He's completely disgusted on vacation.
Thanks, Scott.
Like, look at this.
I don't blame you. Oh, my God.
How do you make that decision when you leave your room?
I know. Going down barefoot?
Nobody's going to notice. So I'll be okay.
On the tile like
shoes?
That?
Shoes. Who needs shoes?
Oh, God. And lazy dog with the milk. He's wearing the milk. He's laying down next to the bowl of milk, and it's all over his face. Oh, God. What's he going?
He might need to go for a walk.
That's a tough scene. Several bad beats. Well, if you had Arkansas early, that's tough. I mean, you're up 15 with a minute left.
Yeah.
And you need one stop there. Bucks money line. And then Bucks lane 2.5. Depends when you bet it. But they were up 8 with 90 seconds and lost the game again in the NBA.
Yet again in the NBA.
That's right.
I stopped paying attention to the game. It was 106-98, 90 seconds left. I'm like, okay, this one should be over with.
Right.
And then, bam. Nope, it's not. It goes to OT and they lose outright. They have some problems right now. The Bucks do.
Yep. And tough for our guy Dustin here. He had Lopez over 14.5 points. He had 12 midway through the third quarter and couldn't get over, even with overtime. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more. BetRivers.com. There you go, baby. Jesse Welch tweets, my wife was messing around looking at the in-play last night. Grabbed the Bulls in the third quarter, down 14 or so. She bet him at 12 and 9 to 1. I said, that was stupid. Cash it. Cash it.
Giannis had 45, 22, and 7. They lost the game.
What's going on with the up 9 with...
It's every 9 in the
NBA.
Yeah,
up 8 with 30 seconds. The 90 seconds. The Clippers down 14 with 2:30. The Mavs down... What was that the other night? The 9 with 30, 27 seconds.
Yeah.
What? Come on, guys. You're pros. Make a free throw and stop turning the ball over.
I will say the individual performances we're getting on a nightly basis in the NBA.
Yeah,
I mean, this is like all-time good this season.
Yeah.
The Luka triple-double. I mean, he goes for 60 and 20 rebounds and 10 assists.
It's like
the
Joker
the other night.
Yeah, he did it again last night.
Yeah, 40 again for the sixth time this year.
Yeah.
Durant's been tremendous. Embiid's been really, really good.
Yeah. He had 47 and 6. It's like, oh, okay, home.
Yeah, like it's no big deal. It's a Tuesday now all of a sudden. Not that big of a deal. It just like I don't know, man. Awesome performances. But yeah, the Bucks right now in a little bit of a funk. That's odd to see. The Celtics are playing great basketball again. Did you see that scrum in the Magic Pistons game?
Yeah.
Where was it Killian Hayes? He hit Wagner in the back of his head, looked like he knocked him out. Okay, you went flying into the bench like that? Hits him right here, like in the brainstem? Just done? Like, that has to be a severe suspension and a massive fine. You can't do that. You can't hit a guy in the back of the head.
Yeah.
I know the result there is going to look really, really bad, but that's what can happen when you do that. So
Nets, the 2 seed, won 10 in a row. Half game ahead of Milwaukee. Cleveland's a half game behind Milwaukee as the 4. Philly was playing good ball. Miami's back over 500 now, and the Knicks were, I guess they still could be a good story, but they were on that winning streak and now lost 3 in a row at home and went to Dallas and blew it.
Yep.
This is wide open. Wide open, especially the West. Now that's your big boy, because Golden State is so bad without Curry, and Phoenix has all their issues, what they're dealing with, chemistry, injuries, right? So New Orleans, Denver, Memphis, doors open. What did Von Tobel give the Clippers out at? 12-1? 10-1?
11-1 to win the title.
Yeah, okay.
I bet some on them.
Well, it depends. Yeah, you just got to get Kawhi out there on a regular basis.
Email here from Richard, and the email is ftm@vsin.com. We talked about highest and lowest scoring teams and games this week in the NFL. Richard's pointing out, check out the Bears at 18-1. Lions have a hard time stopping the run. If you're the Bears, do you play Justin Fields?
No.
I would say no. You sit him for the rest of the year.
Do what's best for the organization and get the 1 seed, because I think Houston will beat the Colts.
The 1 pick.
The 1 pick, yeah.
Yeah.
Get the number 1 pick in the draft.
Right.
Don't try to win these games.
No,
sit the kid.
There's no reason to win these final 2 games. I don't want to hear about momentum in the next year. Stop it. We're not even in January. The games aren't played until September. There is no such thing as momentum into the next year. So don't get that out of your heads. They're 3-12.
I really like the Lions. I know the
just to win the game?
Yeah,
or?
Got away from me here, but yeah, I would think they should bury Chicago.
I played them on a money line parlay.
You want to talk about can't stop the run. Chicago.
That's the Bears team.
Chicago.
Right.
The Lions should do whatever they want offensively Sunday.
And this is, by the way, Goff's been good regardless of location.
Yeah, yeah.
But now they get him at home. I'm with you. Like, I played them right away this week on Moneyline Parlays.
How good would that story be? Give me the Lions in the playoffs.
Yep.
That's unfortunate what happened last week. But out of all of these, you know, this motley crew, right? Green Bay, Seattle, Washington. Give me Detroit. At least they're hot. Goff has been solid. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
I'd take Green Bay and Chicago, or the Lions over a couple of those teams that you mentioned.
Countdown to 2023 started. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook has you covered. Start the new year off with a bang. Log in on New Year's Eve. 22% profit boost. Do it on January 1st. 23% profit boost. Celebrate with 2 profit boost. It's a whole new game at Bet Rivers.
Up next, we'll recap in-pocket plays from yesterday. Something to keep an eye on with this college basketball team for the remainder of the year and what we're betting today. Up next here on Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1. You're right.
All right. Recommend these tonight. We can't bet at DraftKings, but good menu and some good numbers. Lowest scoring game of the week. Arizona-Atlanta. 10 to 1. Should be a sleep inducer. If I'm a sports book, I don't even put this game up. Don't even put it up.
Oh, I need it.
There's not.
I need Algeria in a fantasy championship league. Yeah.
There's 9 early games. If it's maybe a cause for concern there with the TVs and too much going on, this one doesn't even find it. This should definitely not make the mix with DirecTV as well. This one gets left behind. Malik Willis, over 200 passing yards, plus 390.
Oh, boy. You're taking a walk on the wild side here, pal.
Expect anything tonight. Now, we got several tweets on this, too. I agree. Guys getting involved with the alt rushing yards with Malik. Could see that.
Yeah, yeah. We brought up some of those numbers. I mean, 50-plus rushing yards tonight is, what, plus 175 in that neighborhood?
Yeah. Yep, those are the new. And then the pending. Oh, God, this is so big Monday night. Some people are concerned by what's going on with the Bengals. That
with the offensive line? Another injury? Collins?
One more injury, no matter where. It's like, oh, boy. Because you got McPherson with the yips. I got Collins hurt. I got Hubbard hurt. I got Hendrickson. The Cowboy Bob Orton with the wrist. I mean, you got a lot of injuries now. And
The Collins injury on the offensive line last week is that does him no good whatsoever.
Yep. Panthers Bucks under 39.5. I can't see points in that game. And I don't see points in the New England Miami game either. I do have confidence in Teddy. But,
Teddy Two Gloves is going to be dancing all over South Beach. You don't think so?
Yeah, there you go.
All right. New place for today. You know what I'm going to do? I'll probably hate myself at halftime.
No, you won't.
Cowboys first half, -6.5. It's -120 right now.
Go money line first quarter, too. Live, damn it. It's the final Thursday night
game. What is it, about $170?
Live, is it that high?
I'm sure it's got to be at least. I'll try to find it here in a second.
This is what a way to go out for Amazon. Oh, they took a bath on this. This did not work out this year between the horse manure that gave.
How good did this game look a month ago?
Yeah, you're good call. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
And then the Jets-Jags turned out to be a dud because of Zach Wilson, but in theory, that was a big game last week.
Yeah, it had juice going in, right?
Yeah.
They just can't catch a break.
I was way off, by the way. You said first quarter money line?
First quarter. What?
255.
Ah, Christ. It is?
Yeah.
All right, never mind.
I'm going to go Malik Willis over 40.5 rushing yards tonight as well.
All right, I like it.
Last night, a winner in college basketball.
Hello.
At Missouri plus 3.5. That was a rocking chair winner. It was a wire-to-wire job for Missouri. And here's something to keep an eye on. I wanted to pull this up. Kentucky was awful last night, and they're not a good basketball team. The body language during the loss was abysmal. And you saw it on the bench. This team, on the road this year, you need to look specifically to play against them. However, their next two road games, they play at Alabama on January 7th, then at Tennessee on January 14th. I don't anticipate those games going well for Kentucky. but the point spreads might be a little bit too high to bet. Just keep an eye on it. And I will say this. You want an outrageous comment, Paulie?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an outrageous comment. Next year's recruiting class for John Calipari is maybe his best of all time. It challenges the John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins year with Bledsoe, and also the 2015 year with Towns and Booker.
Okay.
He's got everybody coming in. It's an amazing recruiting class. If he does not make an extremely deep run in the tournament, I'm not even asking for a national title win. I'm talking next year. It's got to be Final Four. He's gone as the head coach of Kentucky. They won't put up with it anymore. He is... I can't even tell you how bad of a coach he is. He's as good as it gets recruiting.
Yep.
He's an awful head coach.
Okay.
That's my really bold, outrageous prediction that if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'll own it.
In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted afternoon Eastern. BetRivers.com. Who's the best team? Is it Houston?
Houston's very good.
Blew the one game to Alabama. Purdue's undefeated. UConn's undefeated.
Yeah, UConn again last night against Villanova. Watched some of that game. UConn's really, really good too. I don't know if they're the best team in the country, but they're really, really good.
This thing's wide open.
Yeah, Baylor's really good again this year. Kansas has a good record. I bet Missouri last night. I took a flyer, 40-1 to make the Final Four.
Oh, yeah?
On Missouri.
All right.
They got away with, I thought they got away with murder last night, and I had them +3.5. I thought they got away with murder against Kentucky. The refs let them play at home. But that is a team that now has back-to-back blowout wins over Kentucky and Illinois. I know they got blasted against Kansas. Yeah, that happens. But why not with it being completely wide open with this? By the way, penny play that I have, I said this on Monday morning. I never got the move on the Niners-Raiders game.
Yes.
That opened up 6. Went to Niners -5.5. I'm like, wait a second here. It's already, there's speculation out there already that McDaniels might sit players, including Derek Carr. And I pointed out that
Musburger told me that Sunday morning.
That and also
Stidham time, yeah.
I told you that the Bay Area fans were going to travel here for New Year's and make it an overwhelming crowd in favor of San Francisco. That's turning out to, it's trending exactly in that direction. And now it's 10 because of all that stuff that took place.
Boy, oh boy. It certainly looks like the 49ers can grab the 2 seed here. They
need help with what, Green Bay this weekend?
Yeah. You get a Packer win over the Vikings, you're the 2 seed. You're laying 10 to the Raiders, and you're a big favorite against Arizona at home. And that's why I just cannot get behind this Green Bay watch out business come January.
Because
They're likely going to have to, if they get in, they're going to have to likely play the 49ers. And that's not going to go well. Now, you saw how the markets were ahead of the insiders again. Isn't this something? I mean, these insiders are very good. Schefter, Glazer, right? They're on it. Bam, there you go. I'm reminded of the David Purdom article from earlier in the week with the Hertz business, week 16. The betting market was ahead of the news in a 2-hour flurry of well-informed wagering that left sports books exposed on the biggest game of the holiday weekend. The line went from 1.5 and shot up to 6 on the Cowboys. 2 hours later, Schefter had the tweet. They also went after the MVP market as well. Mahomes went from +170 to +350 at several books. Hurst went from $1.45 odds on favorite to +425. And then yesterday you saw 5.5, bam, up to 9.5 like that. And then an hour later, here comes the Schefter news. The Schefter tweet.
Yeah.
Car benched, done for the year.
So the biggest takeaway to me from all of that is, well, again, it's like the NFL draft, right? Where the market knew before anybody else really did. The betting market did. To your point of how it was at Caesars, they took a ton of bets on Mahomes. They took, think about this, they took 23 bets of $1,000 or more between 2:20 p.m. and 4:17 p.m. Eastern on that Monday on Mahomes.
Uh-huh.
The biggest bet was 50,000 on him at +160. Do you think this is just happenstance?
Incredible.
Where everybody's suddenly betting this? Of course not.
Someone in the locker room. Game of telephone. Someone in the locker room
telephone
tells a
started.
Friend, and there you go. Guess what? Guess who's hurt? Okay. I'm going to call everyone I know or send out the text, whatever.
I think some of the speculation started on a Philadelphia radio interview, where it was brought up, like, Hurts may have been hurt, and then it just kind of snowballed at that point, where people heard that, and then it spread like wildfire, and we need to get down on these bets.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be true.
It's like the Brady business in the offseason, coming out of retirement.
Yep.
And someone familiar with the Tampa Bay organization, I'll say. Coming all over town, dancing all over town and betting futures and MVPs and all this.
Try to get down on everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, that news dropped on Selection Sunday.
Uh-huh.
With the timing. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
As the teams and the matchups are getting announced.
Yeah.
Hey, let's put up a point spread here in this game. Wait a second. Brady's coming out of retirement?
Who would you like to see the 7 seed be in the NFC?
Is it your pick. Who's it between?
Get your pick. Washington, so, Seattle, Detroit, Green Bay.
Well, I have that Packers ticket at 220 to 1 now, so I'd like to see them. But if I didn't have that ticket, I'd say the Lions.
Yeah.
Either one of those
teams. I think America
teams,
feels the same way. That would be great.
If the Vikings get the 2, think either one of those teams can go there and win.
Oh, absolutely. Number, as we discussed earlier in the week, that's probably a pick 'em if it's Green Bay. Detroit was just favored and took money and destroyed the Vikings at home.
And I'll tell you this, if San Francisco's the 2, I'd rather see Detroit than Green Bay go to San Francisco. I know we've seen that movie over and over and over again.
That's not going to go well.
It will not.
And I'll tell you, because we were talking during the break, too, about, well, you got to... The 49ers wouldn't even have to throw the ball if they played Green Bay.
It'll be like a couple years ago.
Yeah, with Garoppolo against the Vikings.
Right, against
They'll just run the ball every play and gash them on the ground.
Yeah. They played the Vikings and the Packers back-to-back, and it's like anybody could do what Garoppolo did. Hand the ball off again? Yeah. Okay.
I got news for you. Miami isn't physical. Miami isn't punch-you-in-the-mouth football, right? 49ers are, here you go. Here comes flying elbows and nothing. Yeah. Here comes Kittle and McCaffrey, and we're just going to push you around up front.
I don't think people are stressing enough the Mostert fumble.
Yes.
The game is over with Paul.
I totally agree.
For the most part.
Totally agree.
And then...
worst case, they go into the locker room up 13.
Yeah, yeah. That's the worst case scenario.
Yes.
Yep.
And then the horrible interceptions, but we excuse it because he was concussed. But.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, his head just... jerk. Bounced off the ground like that. Up next, Fantasy Football Hall of Famer Paul Charchian will join the show. It's Super Bowl week in millions of fantasy leagues across the country. This is a great question for Charch. Do you go with the players who got you here, or are you playing matchups this week instead? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Time for the picks. Horse Racing Plays, Express Bet Editor-in-Chief Jeremy Plonk. We're going to Gulfstream. Race 4, he likes the 2. Noble Dreamer at 9-2. Race 7, he likes the 1. Walks Like a Lady at 9-2. Bet these races and more at First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for the app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10, plus get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Wagering at more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks easiest way to bet on your favorite sports, secure payments, great customer service, reliable website, VSiN.com/horses.
Here we go. Wrapping up today's show with Fantasy Football Hall of Famer Paul Charchian. He is with GuillotineLeagues.com. His podcast is called Fantasy Football Weekly. He's been doing that, for 28 years now. Charch, happy holidays. How are you, pal?
I feel so old when you say that. This will be our, we won't do one of these next week, I don't think, but we'll talk in the playoffs.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Several reasons. You're great at props, and the Vikings are going to be
Vikings
alive.
Vikings will be in it. Yeah, the Vikings will be alive. Yep. Yes, your underdog, your 12-win underdog Vikings this week against the Pack.
Yep.
A team that got gifted a victory last week by Tua Tagovailoa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and don't forget Mostert's fumble as well.
Yes, four second-half fumbles, or turnovers, yeah.
So your thoughts now with an 18-week schedule and playing fantasy championships in week 17, the right move?
You know what? You know, we got two years of this scenario with the 18 teams or 18 weeks, and this week's bad. This is really this is not what we want to have. We have both an increasing number of injuries. You know, 1/3 of the NFL's quarterbacks are not playing right now, and then you know the NFL decided to stack these divisional games at the end of the year, which I can understand the thinking of, right? So that teams that were otherwise out of it would have something to play for at the end of the year. But counterintuitively, they've ended up putting holes in the schedule, like the one tonight in today's game with Tennessee. And so it hasn't ended up working out. We've got some meaningless games that really we're going to have a nationally televised game tonight in which one team is not playing to win. Mm-hmm. That's not what the NFL wants from the integrity of the league.
Okay, so let me run this idea by you. And this was I'm in a startup league this year, two quarterback, two tight end, dynasty league. You keep five guys.
Yeah.
So the thought was the commissioner put in a two-week rollover championship.
Okay.
Which I absolutely loved. And that would have been last week and this week.
Yep.
Long story short, there was a snafu with the website. So last week was the championship match and that was it. But moving forward, we want to have a two-week rollover championship.
I like that.
I love that idea.
Better. You mitigate some of this stuff. So yeah, totally on board with that. And I think that's a good way to do it. And you want to play as much fantasy football as you can because we love the game. But it's more important that the right team gets crowned champion. And when Derrick Henry is arbitrarily not playing, when he could play, you're not crowning the right team as your champion.
Yep. Spot on, my man.
What do you think tonight from a prop standpoint? And from a fantasy standpoint, which we know Tennessee's not playing anybody, but how long could it be a blowout, and how long does Dallas keep the starters in?
There aren't a lot of lines in this game, which I can understand. I can understand the hesitancy to set a lot of lines here, but I've got a couple angles for you. So let's start with the Dallas runners, right? So normally Tennessee's a very good run defense. Don't care here because most of their starting defense is not going to play, including three of their four defensive linemen, three linebackers, their best cornerback and their best safety are all out of this game. Tony Pollard almost certainly will not play.
Mm-hmm.
Zeke probably gets a lot of work in this game until it's obvious that these backups that aren't trying to win for Tennessee aren't going to be a threat. So I think you have to start Zeke, and you should get good return from Zeke until maybe some point in the third quarter when he's out. But the real play here is Malik Davis, the third string running back who has already been getting work in blowout wins.
All right.
He's going to finish this game. He's going to play. I think he'll walk into the Tony Pollard role from the beginning of the game. And he'll get like half of the work from the beginning of the game. And then he finishes the game. I don't see a line for him on yards yet, but you can get a Malik Davis anytime touchdown plus 350. And I like that angle. The other angle I like, Dallas passing game. Now at full health, this Tennessee pass defense was terrible. They were bottom two in completions, yards, and touchdowns allowed through the air. So there's this at full strength, this was a terrible secondary. Now all the backups are in. And again, can't bet this a lot of ways right now from everywhere I'm seeing. But I found Dalton Schultz over 35.5 yards. And man, is this compelling. Listen to this. Tennessee ranks dead last in tight end yards allowed over the last 5 weeks. And remember this line, 35.5 for Dalton Schultz. Last week, Jordan Akins, over. The week before that, two Chargers tight ends went over. Then the week before that, Evan Ingram, 162 yards. Week before that, Jack Stoll went over 35.5. And the week before that, Hayden Hurst went over. This is a fantastic opportunity. I love the Dalton Schultz over. They're going to stay. The starters will be in this thing long enough to score enough points that you can, I think you can pick your spots, and this pass defense is already so bad.
Okay.
So please, those are the plays I like.
Please hold. I'm firing up multiple apps right now to fire on Dalton Schultz as much as I can.
Here you go.
How about this angle? As you were talking, I typically don't bet last touchdown scored. I do first touch. How about your
Malik
angle?
Davis.
How about Davis with the angle?
I didn't know that was a bet you could do last touchdown scored.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
fantastic. Oh,
12 to 1 charge.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great bet.
Excited. All right.
Okay. I don't know. I'm limited here in Minnesota. I don't have even access to a lot of these sites that I didn't even know last touchdown was a bet. I'm embarrassed. Mm-hmm. Right.
You're familiar with his game because of your time there, and he also played against him earlier this year. What do you expect out of Teddy, and how much does it hurt Hill and Waddle?
Yeah, this Teddy's 77 NFL games, 74 touchdown passes. I mean, think about how hard it is in today's NFL to be in the league as long as Teddy Bridgewater and average one touchdown pass per game. I mean, that is hard to pull off. Notoriously short, dink and dunk underneath passer, mm-hmm. averaging 7 yards per pass. Now, the good news is that Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle have been fantasy viable for a month with Tua Tagovailoa playing as badly as any quarterback in the entire league. So, I mean, Teddy could actually be an upgrade for these guys. And Hill and Waddle are so special that after the catch, they can turn these short Teddy dump-offs into long gains. So I'm actually okay with Hill and Waddle as meh as Teddy is. I just think these guys are so special. You keep starting them here, and which should be favorable matchups as well. So, yeah, I've got them both ranked in my top 12, and I'm gonna fire those guys up. I'm nervous about Teddy, but not nervous enough to sit the talents that are Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
All right, buddy. I know this gets you fired up. You talk about this. You preach this like every single year. Again, you've been in this racket for a long, long time. We're talking to Fantasy Football Hall of Famer Paul Charchian. It's championship week. Millions of leagues are going to get decided this weekend. Do you go with the guys that got you here, or do you start guys based on matchups?
Yeah, I've counted dozens of tweets from fantasy experts who say something to the effect of, oh, don't get cute with your playoff lineup, or how will you live with yourself if you bench your best player? And then, you know, all offseason, he has a good game. That is crap. You are never going to find a group of more skittish, self-doubting cowards than fantasy players. You know, the NFL is never static. It is a perpetually changing machine, with teams and players constantly reinventing themselves, sometimes for the better, sometimes not. Players are always changing, and defenses are too, for that matter. The guy who helped you get here might have been a lock at Labor Day or Halloween or Thanksgiving. That doesn't mean a damn thing. His track record isn't going to break a tackle this weekend. His track record isn't going to dive for a pylon this weekend. Sure, there are a handful of guys that always succeed, Justin Jefferson, Austin Eckler, but you know, everybody else, 95% of your roster are people you should be looking at as matchup plays. Who's going to get you the best opportunity this week, even in your championship game?
Yeah, well said. Mm-hmm. Final 90 seconds here. Can you believe that Cam Akers might win like thousands upon thousands of titles?
Unreal. I mean, you know, for the first 3 months, Cam Akers was the worst possible draft pick you could have made. And now he is powering fantasy teams through. By the way, I'm fascinated by this neutral field matchup, LA versus LA. Normally, SoFi Stadium is packed with opposing teams' fans. Mm-hmm. So what happens when a game is played effectively in a neutral site for a totally apathetic fan base?
Yeah.
Is the stadium empty? Does a black hole spontaneously form over SoFi? We'll find out. But
let's hope so.
A great play tonight. He's got 6 touchdowns in the last 3 games. Chargers rank 31st in rushing yards, 26th in rushing touchdowns allowed. I haven't seen a line on acre yardage, but anytime touchdown, plus 140.
Okay.
Very nice play. Good opportunity. If you think the Rams are going to get to 7 points, who else is an option?
Okay. You can follow him on Twitter. He's at Paul Charchian. And his podcast is called Fantasy Football Weekly. Again, coming to the end now of his 28th year, and the website is called guillotineleagues.com. All of his player rankings are up there for free with great write-ups as well. Happy New Year, pal. Best of luck this weekend.
Thanks for a great season, guys. We'll talk to you in the postseason
Absolutely.
In 2 weeks.
Sounds great.
Absolutely.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yep.
There you go. He is the best.
I can't wait to see that point spread in the Vikings' first playoff game. The disrespect is going to be off the charts. Yeah.
What do you make him against Green Bay?
God. Are they probably a pick, right?
If you miss any of the show, all you have to do is go back. Maybe one and a half.
All right.
All you have to do is search Follow the Money, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. and you can listen on your own time. Best of luck tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.